Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Tenga Geo Silicone Sex Toys Pussy Male Masturbation Cup from Honey Sex or Honey's X. I'm not 100%. It's Honey Sex but with the E missing. But it could be Honey's X or Honey Sex. I don't know. So this is what's called the Geo. And it's a very interesting container. This is the Glacier version. There are three different versions. The Glacier version has little triforces on them. And so, first of all, we got to talk about the container. So you look at it, it has like a weird thing in it. It kind of free spins. The bottom part comes off. And then this bottom part comes off. The top part really. This part comes off too. All right, so putting this aside, now you have this ball, which is on a free-spinning stand. All right, so you're okay. This doesn't look like a sex toy at all. It looks like a 3D model of a coronavirus or something. I don't know. In fact, a coronavirus version of this probably wouldn't be so bad. Anyway, so the way you take this off is the bottom stretches. I mean, it's silicone. And so it's on this. It's on like this free spinning kind of stand. So the stand is very unique. And I'll talk about why that's significant in a minute. But let's talk about the toy itself. So this is the toy. Let me see if I can get the... Okay, you see it's all like covered in a little Legend of Zelda Triforces. So again, this is the Glacier variety. There's three different kinds. This one is covered in Triforces. So, you know, we can put the Zelda theme in the background. The power of the Triforce is yours. Now, how is this a sex toy? You're probably asking, and I wondered the same thing. So here's how it works. You turn it inside out. All right, so now the texture is inside, and you can put your penis in it, and you can jerk yourself off like a pocket pussy. And that's basically it. Now, there's several problems with this. Number one, this is short, this is wide, and it's not textured. I mean, it's textured, but it's not textured very well. Let's take this one step at a time. Number one, all right, turn this inside out, cool. So it's inside out, I'm trying to jerk off with it. Well, so your penis should be mostly like two fingers wide and relatively longer. So here's the problem. You see the problem yet? You see the problem yet? This, my penis is too big for this. And it doesn't have like, it's not slippery. Slippery is the wrong word. But when you're pushing on this, you can't really push this down. It kind of like slips out of your hand, especially when you have lube. So you have this short pocket pussy. But it's not just short. It's also really wide. Like, I could put my hand in this. Here, let me show you. Or I could put like several fingers into this. Look at that. I put four fingers into this. I could easily like fist somebody with this. So here's the problem. This isn't tight. This is extremely loose. So it's short and it's loose when it comes to trying to use this as a sex toy. So you really have to squeeze it. But again, because it's kind of slippery, it's just kind of fighting you. And lastly, the texture. So here's the problem. All right, so we got the little Triforce symbols, very cool. It looks like an interesting, a dryer ball, a snowball made of Triforces, kind of cool. All right, so here's the thing. You might notice this. When you turn it inside out, all the triangles more or less kind of lock together. It may be hard to see, but see this part here? So as I'm closing this, all these triangles form a solid plane. The gap between the triangles disappears as you turn this inside out. So again, we have it turned like this. As we turn it inside out, all the gaps close. So let me see if you can see this. All right, so see inside the toy? What are you left with? All you're left with as a texture to use as a sex toy is this extremely shallow texture of the Triforce symbols. That's it. The gap in between the triangles is completely taken away when you turn it inside out. It's gone. There is no gap because all the triangles are forced together. So all you have to work with is this texture, which is fine. It's better than nothing. But again, you're dealing with a very wide toy, which is four fingers wide, and it's very shallow. It's not even penis length. You can't even go balls deep. So, like, this is one of those things. I do like new, innovative toys. This was definitely a new, innovative kind of take on a sex toy. But it just, it fails in every way possible. It doesn't, like, I don't, you can masturbate with this. You can use it like a pocket pussy. It's not a very good one. Again, it's too short, it's too loose, and you can't really feel the texture. So it fails as a pocket pussy. But if you squeeze hard enough and whatever, you can come. But at that point, your hand is doing all the work. You might as well just use literally any other toy or just use a simple pocket pussy. Now, this thing is $50. A basic pocket pussy, which will perform far better than this in every way possible, is less than $20. I just can't recommend this at all. Now, the only thing that this can provide is you can put it on its stand and you can basically have it in plain sight. Now, I would take the stickers off because there are stickers on the container which belie its intent as a sex toy. Like, it talks about this, that, and the other. But assuming... Hold on, let me get this all the way down. All right, assuming you take all these stickers off and you can have this kind of like in plain sight, and no one's going to guess this is a sex toy. And, you know, they'll spin it around. They'll be like, oh, what's that? It's like a cool little Triforce ball. Oh, it's squishy. Like, they might even tell you, huh, I bet if you turn this inside out, you could masturbate with it. Oh, as like, it's a joke. Not understanding that that's what this was made for. But it's a joke because it just isn't very good at it. Like, when you see a sex toy that looks like a vagina or some type of tight toy, it's obviously a sex toy because that's clearly what it was made for. I don't know what this was made for. This looks like a dryer ball. This looks like something... I have no idea. I honestly have no idea what they were thinking. Now, maybe it's just this texture, because some of the other textures have, like, ridges. But I think you're going to run into the same problem. You'll see a texture when it's turned inside out like this. But when you turn it around, all these gaps, all this texture goes away, and it just kind of closes in on itself. And all you're left with is a very surface-level texture. Which, it just... I don't see the point. Now, if you absolutely are terrified about getting caught with a sex toy, and you need something like this, something that even if someone finds it, they'll never guess in a million years that it's a sex toy. If you're that paranoid, you could just use your hand. You know, like, you have everything you need at the end of your wrist if you absolutely are paranoid about getting caught with a sex toy. They also make other toys like that whiskey bottle pocket pussy I reviewed a while ago. You can get something like that. All right, so here is the liquor bottle pocket pussy I reviewed a while ago. So again, if you want a stealth sex toy because you're worried about getting caught with a sex toy, just get something like this. All right, now here is the pocket pussy that's inside the little whiskey bottle. This has a tight channel. Like, I'm not fitting my fist in that. There's no way I'm fitting my entire fist in that channel. That's why it feels good. Now, if I were to turn this inside out, the textures... Hold on, let me see if I can... Let me get this inside out. All right, hold on. I know this is very... very exciting. All right, trying to get... I'm doing this for science, people. For science. All right. Well, okay, there we go. All right. Now, here's the problem. If I were to create a toy, kind of this concept, but that worked as a sex toy, it would look like this. Now, here's the problem. If you looked at a toy like this, like if you saw somebody with this on some kind of a stand, you'd be like, oh, that's a pocket pussy turned in... I'm sorry, I can't even see it. You would be like, oh, that's a pocket pussy turned inside out. and you would be right. All right, so I understand why they didn't want to make it like this, because this is obviously a sex toy turned inside out on a stand. So I think the thinking was, let's make something that doesn't look like a sex toy. But the only way to make it not look like a sex toy is to essentially make it not function as a sex toy. So I appreciate the out-of-the-box thinking, but it doesn't work from its intended purposes. It's too loose. It's too short. I mean, look at the difference. Look at the difference between this tiny ball that I can squish in my hand and stretch over my fist, and this one that takes up my whole hand. And, you know, there's no way I could fit my fist into that hole. So it just... it is what it is. It is what it is. So the Tegra Geo Silicone toy is a flop. It's a pass. It's a do not buy. It's a no from me. Just kind of a failure, in my opinion. And I don't think it can be salvaged. Because, again, you take something that would work as a sex toy, you put it on something like that, and try to pass it off as some type of art piece, everyone's going to know it's a sex toy. So you just kind of have to just... suck it up. Just suck it up and understand that it is what it is. So, yeah, don't get this. It's $50. It's overpriced. I have a coupon code, but I wouldn't recommend this. Now, the coupon code I have is for the entire website. So, don't get this, but they do have other, like, legitimately good toys at the Honey Sex website. So, I'd still check out their website and maybe buy something else, not this. But don't buy this. This is a bad idea, unless you have a very small, very girthy tree trunk penis. So anyway, that's it. Sorry, Honey Sex. I want to give you the support, but I got to be honest. This product is not good. Anyway, thank you, Honey Sex, for sponsoring this video, for sending me the product. Check out the coupon code. It's good for the whole website. Buy something else, not this. Buy something else available on the website. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.